This is Twit.
So I know you're going to mock me.
Yeah.
But Apple's new MacBook Pro came out with the i9 processor, the first MacBook to support as much as 32 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM, not your slowpoke LPDDR3. No, DDR4 RAM.
Yes.
And its own dedicated graphics card, a Radeon 560. And for a mere $800 additional, you can get this. A thermally controlled tower that has an additional graphics processing unit, an eGPU that connects via Thunderbolt 3 to give it even more.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's the new garbage can?
It's the new garbage can, but guess what? It's not even a computer.
It's just a GPU.
It's just the graphics processor.
Wow.
There's been a lot of talk about it being an overheating monster. Dave Lee, who's a YouTuber, was the first to report this. He said he compiled or rendered a Premiere Pro video file. It took about half an hour to render, and he noticed that as it got hot, as the i9 6-core processor. And by the way, iFixit says that the new MacBook Pros have a completely unchanged thermal cooling system from previous Mac Pros. So no attempt was made to accommodate a chip that is 50% hotter and uses much more power. He noticed that as 5 minutes in, the GPU suddenly going boom down way down below spec. It's a 2.9 gigahertz i9 processor that peaks out at 4.8 gigahertz. It was operating at 1 gigahertz, 2 gigahertz, and it did that for the next half hour. It flapped.
Yeah.
It was slow. He said, "Oh man." Then he did something I would not recommend. He put it in the freezer. And it was like 25% faster.
The thing that strikes me about all of this is people seem to forget that they're running a laptop. Do you remember the days of the luggable?
Yeah.
And how many sacrifices
you
we
could
made
have a desktop replacement laptop that would be 12 pounds and have a jet engine in the back blowing the hot air.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to. I mean, when last time I was here, you and I talked, I was here in January, I said Intel doesn't have any CPUs.
Right.
There probably won't be another release of MacBooks in 2018. So I got that wrong.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. But I still think I'm right because this is showing you that this chip is not fit for laptops.
Well.
Right? So my point is that this
I want to report my own experience because I foolishly spent more than $4,000 on an i9.
Excellent. Let's see how that works
I got the Intel. They have a little widget that shows clock speed, but I also have iStat menus, which shows clock speed. A couple of things I want to report. First of all, there's a number of different things you can do. One of the reasons I wanted to be faster was for Lightroom, because I use Lightroom. I'm an avid amateur photographer, and I use Adobe's Lightroom, which is the worst piece of software ever, because it's so slow. It's mostly Lua scripts, so it's not the most performant thing ever. And what was really getting me is that you'd import a bunch of raw photos, 42 megabyte files, and you'd want to go pretty quickly saying, yeah, that one's good. No. Yeah, that one's good. And it would take 3 or 4 seconds to go to each image. So on that use, this thing is great.
Yep.
And in fact, with Lightroom running in the background, rendering, pre-rendering images and stuff, the CPU goes up to about 4 gigahertz and kind of stays there.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, admittedly, when you're doing that, the battery life goes down about an hour.
Yeah.
And the keyboard, which is the hottest part, we got one of those instant read thermometers. The keyboard goes up to 108 degrees, which is a little toasty for typing.
Yeah.
So admittedly, that's a problem.
Yeah.
If you do, and we tried it, we ran Handbrake, for instance, which is smart enough to use all 6 CPUs, peg them out, doesn't use the GPU, but it uses all 6 CPUs to render video. And yeah, you bet. It goes up and then goes down because it's too hot.
Too hot.
And in fact, if you look at the temperature, it goes up to 100 Celsius and stops. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it gets to 100 Celsius, everything slows down because it doesn't want to go over 100.
So what we should have seen was the Core i9 was meant to be a 10 nanometer Skylake processor.
A smaller, more efficient,
Cooler. Smaller, narrow, cooler. And what's happened here is that, in my opinion, is Apple has sort of caved to the public opinion and said, we need to bring a new MacBook Pro to market. And all the work they've done with Intel's processors, which have been delayed, isn't able to be brought forward.
So you can almost blame Intel for this, frankly. Although Apple should have said, no, we're not going to do it. I have to say, though, as certain kinds of users, this is a great thing. I'm very happy the Lightroom performance. When I'm just doing normal things, browsing, email, nothing heavy duty, the clock speed does go down about 2 gigahertz or 1.5 gigahertz, and I get 8 hours of battery life, just as I would want. Yep. So it is a great laptop, and when I'm compiling software, which is very bursty, very fast.
Yep.
Runs programs very fast. Open, it's only when you're doing stuff that
open fast.
Everything opens fast. Everything feels snappy. I love this machine. They kind of fixed the keyboard. It's not perfect, but I'm very happy now. I probably shouldn't have spent $700 on the GPU.
I didn't realize that.
What
quite
is that intended
so
to be used for? Is
well,
that
you plug it in, and then it offloads the internal GPU. Right. And this thing is like a chimney. You feel the heat coming rising off of this. Mm. And in theory, I guess this was Apple probably knowing that the i9 was going to have thermal throttling, saying, well, if you're really, I mean, you probably, look it. Yeah. You're using a laptop that's this thin to try to render 4K video. You probably, I wouldn't recommend it. No. Maybe you get the eGPU, maybe okay, it's okay. Really, you should be using a desktop PC or a desktop replacement from another company. Yeah. But you want to use
final. I think the problem is there's just the average person.
They should not get this.
Yeah,
no, the good news is they're not going to, because it's $4,000.
Right.
Actually, you can get up to $7,000 if you really try.
I think the thing is here, what we're seeing is we're reaching the limits of our current engineering. Intel has been unable to make the transition from 14 to 10. They haven't been able to bring out a GPU that Apple can get into the thermal envelope of the chassis. Now, I think it's possible that Apple had a new chassis design with a new thermal capability.
Yeah, this is a four-year-old chassis.
This is a four-year-old unibody Mac. It's not new. So it just sort of feels like they said this is the only decision we can make and put the i9 inside of the existing box.
And for some people like me, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because for the kind of work I do, it's fine.
It is.
If you're a video editor or you're going to do long renders or you're going to do I tried my Fusion Pro Studio software rendering a 360. Don't, because it'll actually be slower than a slower machine.